This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Mexico and Poland. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
So we've just coming away from Mexico versus Poland. Obviously, having just watched the earlier game, Argentina versus Saudi Arabia, not sure what we were going to expect. My name's Chris Loxton. Joining me in the car is Farid Mondragon, Sunday Alisi, Alberto Zaccaroni and Elliot Stornell. Sunday, I'll start with you, Mexico. Massive attacking performance tonight, obviously a 0-0 draw, but talk us through the Mexican setup and what you observed.
Well, Mexico, I think they started the game very, in a positive mindset. They took the fight to the opposition. They played on a 4-3-3 system, four defenders, three in the midfield and three attacking players who stayed very wide from one another. And they tried to go over the wings to try to break the opposition. And they were quite very, very aggressive, hungry, and they played very, very well. And I think a big, very big important step in it was what the goalkeeper, Mr. Ochoa, brought into the game. He was pretty very, very good. So they played a very compact and complete team.
Farid, Ochoa, 5 World Cups now.
Yeah, it's, first of all, chapeau for him on his 5th World Cup. Not much participating, but this is what works for big goalkeepers, you know. You have to make 1, 2, 3 saves and you're decisive. He was decisive in the penalty kick from Lewandowski. He made the fake movement to the right and then goes full stretch to the left. That speaks very good about him, of his agility and his power in his legs, and his intuition to know the ball was going to that side. And Szczęsny, yeah, I think he's also an experienced goalkeeper in his second World Cup. And made, I say, 2 very good saves. One, staying on his feet until the end of the play with a deflection. He reacted very, very good. And then one technical detail in a punching on his on the first post with a very low ball showed not also that he has a very good technique for the punching, but very powerful arms.
Yeah, brilliant. Alberto, with Poland, we were struggling to work out the system. Was it a 4-5-1? Was it a 5-4-1? In the end, they defended with 6. Tell me what you observed.
Well, I think it's more because they respected too much the Mexicans. So they had to eventually adapt their game to the Mexican style of play. But also, eventually, they based all their game on what Lewandowski could bring to them. They tried to have a very low block defensive outlook, but when they attacked, these low block defenders did not move up front with the attack, so they had a very big line through the team. They tried to win the game back in a very much the ball back in the very low block. That's way deep down in their own defensive line.
Low block.
Okay, so we have some numbers, Elliot, about the time Poland spent in a low block.
Yeah, so just backing up Alberto's point there, Poland spent 9.5 minutes in a low block and almost 10 minutes in a mid block throughout the game.
And what about Mexico? Mexico, very attacking football. What did we see? Which areas were they attacking in?
Yes, yeah, so as Sunday mentioned, that Mexico really tried to focus their play on the wings. Mexico made 57 final third entries, of which 20 were down the left channel, 27 were down the right channel. Just to really emphasise that point, we had the two wide players of Vega and Lozano making the most receptions between the defensive and midfield unit. And also, just when they did get into the final third, they really tried to make the most of that by putting in 34 crosses during the game.
And I think that just shows the style of the game. Poland closing that central area down, Mexico using the wide areas to attack, and some interesting numbers there. Thank you once again. Tomorrow, day 4 of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar, I'm sure we're going to have some amazing games, and we'll be back to you again once we've been to those games with our insights. See you all again.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.